the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. We're joined today by Daryl Blakey. Daryl is Manager of Legislative Affairs and Market Regulatory Policy with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, NCBA, in Washington, D.C. Daryl, great to see you.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Okay. As we're sitting here, kind of recounting where we've run into each other in the past, it makes me wonder, what is Daryl's past, and what's the path growing up to get where you are today?
Sure. So I have a unique story when it comes to getting introduced to agriculture because I come from the inner city of Philadelphia. So throughout my time in being in Philly, I really enjoyed just having animals. We had a couple cats around in the house and things of that nature. But I had a unique opportunity to go to W.B. Saul High School of Agricultural Sciences in Philadelphia, where they've got operations from a dairy operation, beef operation, lamb and hog operations too, where you can actually work on the farms, get actual experience, and be a part of FFA and 4-H chapters. So I got introduced to agriculture at a young stage in high school and just fell in love with the industry, fell in love with the folks out there in the countryside that I got to meet with and got to mentor me as I grew up. Stayed true through that as I went to Penn State and got a degree in animal science and minor in ag business management. Right after that, shortly, was able to come and be an intern for NCBA in 2015, where I just got immersed into D.C., felt like there was a real opportunity here to be an agricultural advocate for folks back in the country, and then was able to then go work for then-Chairman Conaway on the House Ag Committee, handling things surrounding trade, CFTC portfolio, credit, and energy issues. Shortly after we finished the 2018 Farm Bill, I was offered a position to come down and come back home, as some have said, to work with NCBA and handle their cattle futures issues and everything surrounding the cattle markets.
Well, wouldn't we talk markets? Easy to tie that back over to CFTC. You already mentioned that. We know that Congress is preparing to tee that up. The reauthorization, what's happening?
So we, as NCBA, have been advocates of a reauthorization package. We think it's a responsibility of the legislators to be due diligent in their oversight to ensure that the agency is up to task as far as oversight of the futures markets, oversight of enforcement of bad actors and bad behaviors and manipulation, if there is such. So we want to make sure that the agency is adequately funded. They've got the proper tools and resources to be a 21st century regulator for our producers as they're using these products to manage their real commercial end user risk.
So when we talk about that, we're also easy to tie that into contracts and the way contracts are traded. Are there some changes that we're looking at when we start talking about cattle contracts in particular?
Yeah, so CME has been looking at making a few updates to the cattle contracts around the yield grade averages that are out there and across the country. I know as an industry, we have done a really good job at creating a better and better product across the country and increasing our marbling yields in those harvested crops. So as we see the potential for the yields to increase, CME is looking at changing the cattle contracts to be replicated of the actual bottom line and replicate the actual end user product that is going to be selling out there. So producers are able to adequately gain those capital increases that they could be getting by using these tools.
I guess volatility in the marketplace is something it must be here to stay. We saw it raise its head really about 4 or 5 years ago, but is it here to stay?
No, I think as we've seen, there's been stability back in the market. And as you mentioned, back in 2015, there was high volatility. And we've done the due diligence even before I was here. NCBA has been an advocate of ensuring that there was no manipulation in the markets, that there were no bad actors coming in and spoofing our markets. So they were right at the helm working with us on the Hill when I was there, working with the CFTC and the commissioners, and working with USDA to ensure that nothing bad was happening out there in the countryside. So I think that we've understood that after a GAO report that was commissioned by Senator Grassley that laid out the entire fundamentals of what was happening back in those days, that there was truly supply and demand that was causing these market swings and that volatility. So as we look towards the products now and we look towards the markets now, we do have a lot of the fundamentals that are at play here. We've got policy fundamentals that are going to be changing with the new Congress coming in and with the president. We've got potential trade issues impacting our markets and impacting the prices that we're going to see on things from corn and cattle. And we're also going to be seeing things as USMCA is being a big ticket item for us across the board as we're looking at that live cattle trade back and forth across the Canadian border and the Mexican border.
So let's segue from that to something that may kind of tie in as well. USDA reports. Some of these reports are giving us some guidelines here as well.
So we've got a couple of things working with USDA. We've got an issue of five area region reporting that goes back into the cattle contracts that CME utilizes that help us discover the price that's out there and what folks should be selling and buying things for. So USDA is commissioning a study to review that process to figure out if there's ways to increase the amount of data that they're getting to ensure that the producers at the end of the day are getting a price that's actually representative of what they need to be buying and selling for. And then outside of that, we've got mandatory price reporting that's up for reauthorization coming up here in a couple of years. So we've already begun having conversations with folks in the industry and also folks on the Hill about what we want that to look like to ensure that there's no bad policy coming in and also to ensure that we're able to protect the things that we've gained over the course of a few years.
Daryl, it's great to see you. Welcome back home to NCBA.
Thank you. Great to be here. Good talking to you.
Daryl Blakey is Manager of Legislative Affairs and Market Regulatory Policy with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association on today's Agribusiness Report.